from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right, Reg. The Drive is live. You're just listening in the loop.
The Drive is live.
The OG Lopez and Reggie had it held down for you. Final. It's over. Training camp's over. I know you've been there. Clint is
a good feeling, boy. You heard CJ say long training camp.
God bless, brother.
When he was in the Cowboys, you said you played in living hell. Wichita Falls.
Wichita Falls was awful.
That last day, baby, it's time to celebrate.
Absolutely awful, man. Yeah, time to get back to Dallas, get back in them streets. Your boy, third string life. Come on.
Get over there to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes, indeed. Whichever one we had a card for, baby.
There you go. That's Clint Sterner, Tyler Milner working hard back there. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I assume the feed is up. My internet's not working, so I'm not sure, but I hope you are.
Oh, yeah, you can see our pretty faces right now.
There you go. Those of you listening to us on the Odyssey app or on the radio, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll get to that real quick. Hey, man, you missed it, Tyler. We were out there. We're on the grill. Clint was on the grill for maybe the fourth or fifth time in his life.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
He was going. Listen, I was on. Me and Sean Pendergast were on the hot dogs. Clint and Cal and Sarge later were on the burgers. And he was a little apprehensive at first. He was standing to the side a little bit.
Hopefully, you have tummies.
Well, he was too many cooks in the kitchen, man. Too many cooks
just
in the
one.
Kitchen.
Literally.
No. See, you couldn't see the little fella between me and Cal. There was a little Hispanic fella that was putting burgers on there. That was just I tried to get back there and it couldn't.
You couldn't get through him?
Well, I mean, it was just too many cooks in the kitchen, man.
I just heard Clint over there really giving commentary, and then he finally.
Yeah, man.
Finally got some tongs.
Cal said, "Get on in here, man." He handed me that old spatula.
Yeah, man. You were learning.
I'm coachable. Yeah, and Cal was very willing to work with you, boy.
Hopefully, you happy tummies.
Yeah, I mean, and the old peanut gallery over here, you and old Pendergast with y'all's comments about me not being able to cook that probably encouraged Cal to.
Chirping.
I don't think it's we were on there.
I'm not typically the guy that talks about haters and hater comments and all that kind of stuff. I mean, look.
He's learning.
I did. That was just an interesting time to point out that I hadn't that I wasn't worth a damn on the grill.
Come on, Sean.
Let me fail myself.
I don't even.
Here comes that bus.
The part that's disappointing.
I tell you, man, unbelievable.
It's not that you're not worth a damn on the grill. We don't know if you are because I don't know if there's a fear of trying or what.
Well, I made sure I told Cal. I said I'm gonna be honest with you. I said I'm.
I probably went too. I probably went too far. I didn't have to tell him I gave you my old.
Oh yeah, he went. Yo, he told the whole story. Told the whole story.
And Cal checked up and said,
I didn't buy my own grill. I can't cook. All this. He just did the whole thing.
I didn't say you couldn't cook.
Unprovoked grill. Just out of left field for no good reason.
No, it wasn't out of left field. We're grilling, and you were standing there without one.
I was an innocent bystander.
I said, Cal, man, you got to get him going. I said, you got to believe, man. This may be the third or fourth time he's ever been on a grill. I said then he wasn't saying that. I said, yeah, I had to go. I bought me a smoker. Had to give him my old one. He still don't use it.
Ain't nothing I can say.
I got ahead of my skis.
I saved it. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm less of a man. I'm okay. I'm a big boy. I'll admit it.
See, you always take it so far.
I'm less of a man.
This is a choice you make.
I feel like I'd be a better man if I was better on that grill. I need to get that right.
I will be honest. It is surprising. I don't think it's embarrassing. It's surprising. I would not have picked you as one that was out there and not on the grill.
I agree, and I should, but given
I would have not guessed that.
Given what I do, how we do it, you know, all the things I enjoy, you would think that I'd be able to do that. I worked on it today. Got me a lesson from the big fella. Okay, I'm in there. I don't know how the hell he stuffed his. I don't know how he stuffed his hands in them same gloves that we had on.
Wow. Yeah.
But he got them fingers in that glove.
Hey, it took him a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, took
hopefully
a
happy tummy.
Good times though, man.
Yeah, a little warm out there. Not as bad as it has been in the past.
Well, I had a towel. Joanna gave me and Sean. We had a nice cold towel. She even came back twice while I was cooking and re-dipped it in the ice water. It was nice. Yeah, it was good stuff, man. That's cool.
I wouldn't go do this, man. I would go check.
What happened?
Stay away.
What happened? I don't know. What happened?
I
just want to say, hey, Joanna, I ain't gonna hurt you. And Tyler, that was it, man. She had to walk around me to get that towel to clean.
By the way, listeners, this is the twin sister of Hannah McNair.
Oh, yeah, it's Joanna McNair. Great job. Both of them dressed in identical. Can't tell their asses apart. I mean, to the glasses.
Neither of them have tattoos.
I said, y'all don't make it easy. I said, y'all just draw it. Just dress it.
Same shoes and glasses.
Yeah, anyway. Man. Yeah. There's some towels this time. This is not the first time. I've been blanked on a towel, but
don't forget to bring your towel.
I just assumed you turned it down.
No. I didn't have it off.
Clint said, I assumed you turned it down.
You dirty dog. You said
no, thank you.
Yeah, we sit over there, man. She got. But it did look good, though.
It was cold as hell. Dropped the
towel in ice water. Mm-hmm. Got over there and got Sean. Got him good.
You set your base, thought you was next.
Then I went over there. I didn't know. Then went over there. Then she walked around me to get and count and then get to you. Get the towel. I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe I might. Then I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe she, I think she was probably in her head. She's probably like Damian Pierce in the hole. She's like, ooh, I don't know. Does he want it? Will he like it? I don't know. Maybe not. I'll just let him sweat his ass off over there.
Would you have liked one?
I liked to have been offered.
But would you have liked one?
Sure.
It was cold.
Yeah.
The second one was cold, too.
She came to you. She got one of Sarge as well.
Oh, did she get Sarge get one?
Ask him if he wanted a second one. She came and got you a second one. She walked past me, again, to deliver the second ones to you all, and didn't get me. That's all right though.
T-Mail. That's the NFL for you.
Let you know, Joanna, I don't bite.
I don't know. I'm I mean, there is a certain level of intensity.
Am I intimidating?
When you're cooking, there's a certain level of intensity
that
like you don't
is?
Want to be disturbed. That's what, I mean, that's what a little birdie.
That's what it is.
That's what a little birdie told me.
You know what happened? You fooled me once, and this is twice. I got to start to look within myself.
Fool me once.
Do I have some sort of intimidating look
again.
On my face?
Well, we know it's not two Americans because Sarge got one. So it's got to be personal.
Sarge got one. I think it is. Is it a bit now? Do you think Joanna's a bit?
Joanna knows if she skips you, she's going to get some run on the radio.
Listen, I ain't going to lie to you. The first time, I think she thought I was the help. like a part of the staff. And I think that's when
she got different gear
the first
on.
Time. I know, but I think she thought showman. I may have been. I think that might have been the mistake. She knows damn well who I am this time.
Oh, you're talking about last year she
the
didn't two, know.
The first time
okay,
I she skipped, and I think she felt really bad about it.
Okay.
She bought me a gift.
And we got a lot, we got endorsement out of the
got
deal.
Got endorsement out of the deal. But this time, clearly, she knew who I was. I got on the same shirt as everybody else. She walked around me, Jack.
I think maybe, like, just to make sure you're not intimidating her or anything, or like you're real intense, I think maybe you should just smile ear to ear real hard next time you see her.
Because I'm going to stick next time I'm thinking I'm going to stare her down. She skipped me for that towel again. Because next time, I'm not going to let her get to you.
Well, I mean, look.
I was walking out of her to say, Sarge, you need a second one? I said, damn, can I get my first?
Can I get my first on my way to the car?
I just want the offer.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Joanna will walk right by you now.
No, it was a good time, though. Good time on the hot dogs. People seem to enjoy it.
Do you think you did a good job on hot dogs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will say about this, and then we'll get to what we saw at camp today in this joint practice. We've been doing that for 3 years now, and you can even feel the difference. I think, you know, people were happy in the years past of getting free hot dogs.
Sure.
But you can feel the difference of excitement that fans are now with, like, this, like, I just want to be a part of anything happening with the Texans right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, like, people, there's a different feel in there getting their little hot dogs and hamburgers. It's a different, everybody want to go get, I saw somebody bring Cal some barbecue that they wanted to try. I saw people wanting to take pictures with. It's a different feel from the past several years, even at that, because they've done that every year where Cal serves the fans. And I tell you, boy, it's a different feel all the way around. And we've said it all off season, but that's just another example of watching that today. Just the excitement level of fans rolling in there.
Well, I think that's kind of why I was down on that one end and why Joanna was making sure I had that towel. I was having a bodyguard for Cal.
Oh, you know? Yeah, I bet you was.
I told one old boy, I said, no, he's working right now. He can't sign that.
Yeah, somebody was.
He's working. I said, I'll give him a break in about 5 minutes. Cal didn't think that was real funny.
All right. They went one-on-one. This is the only day they were. They went a joint practice with the L.A. Rams. And I think L.A. Rams are going to be a really good team this year with Sean McVay and company, Matt Stafford and that crew. What jumped out to you today as you sit there and watch? They had one field, guys, where the one defense was going up against the one offense for the Texans and Rams, and then the reverse over there. Stafford was on one field, Stroud was on another field going up against the Rams ones and against the Texans ones. What did you see? What jumped out to you?
Well, I think there's several things where I'm just big picture before we ever get started. Like, I mean, when we did joint practice, when I was with the Dolphins, we actually did a joint practice with the Texans. If I remember correctly, there was still all the different individual drills leading up. So you did one-on-one. Yeah. You did 7-on-7. You did
a run.
Yeah, you did everything before you got to the just, you know, your normal two or three sets of team. I love what D'Amico and Sean McVay did. Clearly, they got together and they said, hell, there's no reason in doing a bunch of one-on-one.
That's what we want to do.
Let's get as much team as we possibly can. Literally, I'm sitting there watching these guys get loose. They come together, and it was team for an entire hour and a half. It was 11-on-11, and like Ron said, you had the Texans' number one offense and the Rams' number one defense on one field. You had the Texans' number one defense and the Rams' number one offense on the other field, and they're going. They're going at it. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, the amount of work, the amount of reps that they got in as 11-on-11 and one versus ones, so good on good. The amount of reps that they got in today is unbelievable. I bet they got 100 reps each. Not the ones. Like, CJ didn't get 100 reps. I'm saying, I bet the Texans offense got 100 reps today of team.
You can see, as we talked about it, we'll get deeper in it, but way more valuable than a preseason game.
Oh, yeah. No question.
I mean, they didn't go down to the ground, but way more valuable than.
No question. I mean, no question at all. The situational stuff that D'Amico spoke about is so critical, because you can set it up. All right, boys, we're going now. We're going to go third down and medium. We're going to work third down and medium now. So we're going to work red zone. We're going to work, you know, the second and long. You know, you had a loss on first down. You can set those things up and you can really allow your team to get that really focused work. So I love, not that you can't do that with your own team, but when you've got obviously more bodies, you can do more of it at a whole different pace. In this Texas heat, you can do it differently. You can get a lot more of it in that short period of time. So it was, I think, first, it just the amount of really, really, really good 11-on-11, one-on-one work that the Texans got today was tremendous. Far better than a preseason game. Number two, I think the one thing that stood out to me immediately is, like, there is a, and I'm not knocking the Rams defense because they had a good day, but there is a noticeable difference when you got the Texans defense on one side of the field on to my left yeah. going, and you got the Rams defense to my right going. There is a noticeable difference in the way the styles of the two teams. And the best way to explain that is what D'Amico's constantly saying, been saying since he got here, the swarm mentality. It is blatantly obvious that the Texans are going to make it as difficult as they possibly can for an opponent. And I'm not talking about a game. I'm talking about in a damn practice. The safeties are low. They're triggering on everything. The corners are sitting.
Especially the secondary.
Yes, it really stands out in the secondary. Obviously, up front, it's a different animal because you got to be careful and don't take guys to the ground. But it was noticeable today for me. I'm not saying one group is better than the other or one team is better than the other. It is noticeable the way the Texans work, particularly on the defensive side of the football. And the way they swarm and the way they've embraced that mentality, it's real and you can see it. So I think that was like the initial, okay, we got two teams on the field today. What do you see? I think that was in comparing the teams, to me, that was obvious right away.
And speaking of the defense, I will say this. Kamari Lassiter, I thought, had another step forward day.
Yeah.
He was going up against Cooper Kupp a lot. That seemed to be the matchup a lot. And I would say, and as I said yesterday, my expectation that he at least holds his own, right? And there were times he's had multiple pass breakups. Now, Cooper Kupp got him a couple of times for touchdowns in the red zone in particular. But you could just see his route running, Matt Stafford and him, they have a certain connection. But it was good coverage. It wasn't like he was way off the ball. You got beat a couple of times. But I think you looked at it, it didn't seem like this is an all-pro guy. This is a guy who won the Triple Crown a couple of years ago and Super Bowl MVP in Cooper Kupp. He looked like he belonged playing with him. Got beat some, but certainly won his share of battles as well. So I do want to point out he got a tip pass that led to an incredible interception from Kalen Bullock. We'll get into him because they're going to have a hard time keeping him off the field. Mm-hmm. Be honest with you. Somebody over there, Mr. Murray, might want to pump your shoes a little tighter because he may be coming for you. But I did want to point that out defensively on that other field that Kamari Lassiter continues, I think, to take steps forward past test with the way he was playing and matched up with Matt Stafford, Sean McVay, and then Cooper Kupp, a lot of it.
Yeah,
like this day.
Because it's a hell of a challenge. I mean, that's a veteran quarterback with a great play caller and, as you mentioned, a great wide receiver. And so it's not going to get any more difficult. It may look a little different. You may get a bigger body that can run a little bit faster, but it's in terms of difficulty, it's not going to get any more difficult than that. So I watched the offense for the majority of the time. I did look over and see the tip pass, the interception by Kalen Bullock. Again, one of those highlight reel type catches, type plays. And like you said, they're going to have a hard time keeping that one off the field, man. And I don't even know that they're going to try, to be honest with you.
Today,
he got a lot of run for Jimmy Ward. Every time I looked up, somebody, he was in there with 23. So he's getting a lot of run on the defensive side of the football. 14 and 41 are going to be two cats this year that are going to be fun to watch. Assuming they are ready to play immediately. Both of those guys are obviously have a high upside.
It's clear they're going to get opportunities. All right, more from camp today because the offensive line, that was a big thing to watch. Joe Mixon was the primary running back today. The offensive line was going up against a pretty good, talented defensive line. We'll talk more about what we saw up front at training camp today as we continue live right here on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Text line coming through with what they think it was. Joanna didn't want to get close to the booger man.
Great. I mean, that could have something to do with it. That could. That is a great point.
You know, I'm going to fight this. Guys, I want you guys to stop acting like I currently eat my boogers.
Man, the booger man.
Like, I'm not, like, I want you guys to stop acting like I currently eat my boogers. I just was able to be vulnerable and express and be honest, unlike others, that, yeah, I was a kid. I remember being told, hey, stop eating them boogers.
I picked my butt a lot, and it would make skid marks appear in my underwear that my mom would call me out on.
Well, that's a combination of you picking your ass and not wiping well.
Stupid kid.
I mean that. I mean, but that again, that comes with the territory. I think a lot of us had tracks in the early stages. Not great walkers. Not great wipers.
True, not great wipers.
No, I mean, yeah. I think that's still. I guess. I mean, maybe some of you all out there were great wipers from the jump. Like, listen. I mean, my kids still got tracks.
Well, I mean, that means you ain't wiping very good on Nicholas.
Oh, no.
Little mud butt.
Not, well, not Nicholas. Nicholas is not. Nick's not wiping himself yet. But
mud butt never hurt nobody.
Leaving Nicholas crusty, man. Yeah. What are you doing?
No, I'm not saying.
It builds character.
No, I'm not saying. But I mean, the two that are wiping themselves, they don't always get it all.
They don't always get it all, huh?
Right? I mean, no. I mean, they're young.
So, like, obviously, I don't have kids.
They're one. Yeah, they're, I mean, I would say if there's 10 wipes, a good 3 to 4 are going to be
half-assed.
Just quick. Yeah, just quick.
Is that when they get, when they're walking down the hall or walking towards baseball practice or whatever, and they get that sidewalk, they get that old sidewalk where
that'll, get a wedgie going.
That'll residue starting to itch.
Ugh. So I don't have kids. What's it like whenever you hear a little human from the bathroom yelling for you, Dad? I'm ready.
I feel bad.
Need to be wiped.
I feel bad. You've been to my house. The guest bathroom is the boys' bathroom, so it's at the other end of the hallway from the living room. And I forbid, I've almost suspended the boys from using our bathroom, which is closer because they piss all over the seat. Don't lift it up. Nothing. Yes, I mean.
Yeah, that's unacceptable, boys.
Ain't nothing worse than that.
Sitting in somebody else.
Like, I mean, they've got, like, you know it. Did you hear Corey? God!
Right.
Because she didn't sit in somebody's piss. But I've left down there 15, 20 minutes.
Why would you do that to him?
I've forgotten. I've just gotten into what I'm watching or something. I'm just sitting here, and he's. And I mean, but I also make him close the door because he can stink that thing up. I mean, at 4 years old, he can bring it. And that door's closed. It's all the way down there. I'm watching TV. And he's been in there. Dad! Dad! Somebody!
Somebody. Anybody.
And then I come down. Oh, dang. Because we'll be like, where's Nicholas? Oh, dang. Get down there. Hey, son, you finished? Yes, I've been screaming.
It's dry by now, Dad.
I've been screaming. I feel so bad. Yeah, I didn't let that kid down there 15, 20 minutes. but no, nah, man, everybody does that at that young age. That's the case. All right, O-line. Speaking of skid marks, O-line today. I know we were watching the run blocking, and we'll get to that because Joe Mixon, you know, got a lot more opportunities. But the pass protection is what kind of jumped out to you, especially late.
Yeah, look, I went into it really wanting to see the run game, see if they could clean up just the immediate penetration, the run throughs, the guys getting pushed into the lap of the running back. And what I saw was more of that, obviously, but the pass protection was not good today. I think today was a tough day for the offensive line. From a pass protection standpoint, whether it was guys just getting beat and either getting beat or blown assignment, you can't tell when you're watching, or just guys, the pocket just getting collapsed around C.J. Stroud. It was a rough day for the starting offensive line for the Houston Texans and in both departments. You know, I thought it was if I had to pick one unit that won the day today, I thought the Rams defensive line won the day. if we're just talking units, this if we're talking deal, position groups, you know, O-lines, D-lines, secondaries, receivers, like all in all, I thought when they the Texans had a really difficult time handling the Rams' defensive front. And again, you can't, if you're not watching the film, you can't tell if it's blown assignments, if they're pressuring, if they're what. But they had a really tough time handling them. And I'm going to tell you, the big fella that ain't been out there much, Tunsil, he ain't ready, y'all.
Mm.
He ain't ready.
Mm, that's not a good thing to.
Hello.
He
nigga need more time, and he needs some time, man.
You think he could
stand a couple series on Saturday?
Well, no, I wouldn't obviously, but no, the reality of it is, and I think he even maybe have mentioned it in his time with the press today. Ready. But he's not ready. I mean, he's coming out mid drive when the ones are in there, you know.
Need it
now. To be fair, again. The Rams didn't exclude going hard against Laremy Tunsil. They were going hard on him too. I looked up at one point and Big Ton was getting up off the ground. Now he was on a run play. So they were overall it wasn't a good day for the offensive line. And I think the one thing that jumped out individually was Laremy Tunsil's not ready. I mean not ready in a sense of just from a condition standpoint. Like I said, you look up and you're 3-4 plays into a drive with the ones and CJ Stroud's out there. And he's looking at the sideline, waving at Blake Fisher to get in there, tapping the helmet. Yeah. So
now he wasn't out there just getting his ass kicked. But you're just
I mean it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. And there was a couple of reps where, yeah, I would say he got in the run game where he got handled. Yeah. So I mean, it was, and look, it's football, that happens, and it's no alarm, no concerns.
And he hasn't been playing. I mean, he hasn't been playing.
Right. But the truth of the matter is right now, you got some guys that are in that huddle fighting their ass off. Now again, Rams got the best of them today. But they're out there fighting their ass off, and they're not tapping their helmet 4 plays in, and the big fella was. So
speaking of that, also up front, Kenyon Green has been passing every test as we talked about.
Yeah,
he's got to get that bull rush thing under control. I've seen it with Foley, I've seen it with some of the guys here, and with the Rams. They were definitely taking advantage. There were a couple of plays where they kind of just had to blow it because the penetration from the inside was right there in CJ, and they just had to, all right, let's just stop. Let's just stop the play. Right. Let's stop the play. And that was something that happened on multiple occasions, just bull rush running through him. And that will get around. As that's what you can do to push the pocket on him. So he's got to get a handle and get a control of that. That's something we've seen multiple times during the
Well, and that, that the bad thing about that is then it just gets worse, right? Because you get Laremy comes out, and as you said, some of the time, Kenyon Green was out, so you had your backup left guard, your backup left tackle in the game, and it just got worse from there, right? And so it was a rough day overall for the offensive line. They got some work to do. Big Laramie's got to get in game shape.
Yeah,
which is to be expected. But today, a lot of good came from today, and I think one of the goods may be just that. Like, hey, fellas, this is the closest thing to the real regular season game we're going to see, and this is where we're at. We got to get our nose to the grind and keep working.
All right, big series starting here as the Astros look to try to get back on track after that series with the Red Sox. They will face one of the top teams in baseball, the Baltimore Orioles. This to me is really, really big. Really big, and I'll explain why coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Somebody text in, why y'all think Bullock gonna take somebody's job? It's just a matter
of balling.
It's just a matter of time, man. I mean, and like what we've been seeing a lot of, Petrie in the slot with Murray and Ward as the safeties in the back. And I don't think it's Jimmy Ward. First off, I want to say all of them have been playing well, I would say.
Absolutely, they have.
It's made hard. There's not a stinker in the box.
Right.
So they've all been playing well, but he just, you can just see and tell the more he gets it and the more he is getting it through camp and picking it up, he now just has body size and ability to go and do things that are just not really coachable or teachable.
And even more importantly, he's the only one in that room that can do it. It's just a different skill set. If everybody stays healthy, I don't think he takes anybody's position all year long. I think right now, I'd be willing to bet money on this. The plan right now if he goes out there and he's all over the damn place making plays, which is very likely, then that changes the game. But like the plan, I think, is they've got Jimmy Ward's getting up there in age. Right, they're probably going, okay, we're gonna manage his snap count, and we've got a really good young player that we want to get on the field anyway, so it just makes perfect sense. Let's lessen Jimmy Ward's snaps per game, and hopefully we can get him to last an entire season. Versus, because you know, remember in the past it was like, yeah, he can play safety. Well, if somebody else gets hurt, he can play nickel too. He was like a utility guy that was going to be on the field all the time, no matter what. And then you end up playing ultimately out of position. It ends up being a mess. So I think the plan is more of, let's get a really good three safety rotation. And it load manages one of our older players. That's very critical because he is a tone setter for us. And it also allows us to put a guy on a field that is got a unique skill set and a unique build that just simply nobody else on the team can do what he can do. With his wingspan and his size. So I just...
The much ground he covers to get over.
I'm with you. I don't... There's a bad one in the bunch. They've all been playing well, and I think this is more about a rotation than it is a replacement.
Well, in a rotation, I think he's going to be in the rotation and on the field very, very soon more than somebody else. I don't think it's going to be him that is playing the lesser amount of snaps here coming up, and maybe as soon as week one. You could just tell. I mean, that pick he had today, what was it, one-handed?
Yeah, it was just super athletic, man. One of those, the ball skills are ridiculous. Just the awareness, the instincts are ridiculous. It was the ball was forced into coverage. There was, like I said, I didn't see who was in front of him, but apparently it was Kamari Lassiter.
Kamari Lassiter got
and there was another, I don't know if it was a linebacker or who it was underneath. There was actually two defenders underneath and one over the top. I don't know what the hell Matthew Stafford was doing. It looked like he was forcing the ball into coverage.
That's what it looked like.
So it was tipped around. I think it was actually tipped twice. And then all of a sudden, Kalen Bullock, through all the traffic, is able to just keep his feet and keep his balance and make a one-handed catch. It's just, and he made it ultimately look easy. So it was a hell of a play. I agree it's going to be very difficult to keep him off the field, but I would be shocked, unless somebody gets hurt, if this is a, you know, we're not going to start Jimmy Ward. I think Bullock may end up getting more reps than Jimmy Ward, but I think it would surprise me if it.
For me, it's more Murray, if Murray.
Every time I've seen Bullock on the field, he's replacing Ward. So that's my own, but I agree with you. I would think.
Because I feel like what Ward can do what Murray does. At least they think.
Yeah, I think they're probably the goal is probably for all of them to be interchangeable. But I don't know. I don't know. I just know I see 41 and 23 out there a lot more than I see 41 and 20. So it's usually Jimmy Ward he's replacing. So either way it goes, I think you're going to have a healthy rotation of safeties versus one guy upseating the other.
Yeah. No, he's playing his tail off and making it that really he is. Difficult. All right, a big series coming up. Spencer Arrigetti gets the ball tonight. Hunter Brown Friday. Framber Valdez Saturday, and then Yusei Kikuchi.
It feels huge.
Will go Sunday. So a four-game set against the Baltimore Orioles, who have one of the best records in baseball and have had one of the best records in baseball all season long. They have been up the top of the AL East. Them and the Yankees are battling things out. Right now they are a half a game out of the lead in the AL East. So they are one of the best teams in baseball, have been really the last 2 years. And this is big. Listen, the Astros are going to be in the playoffs. By the way, the Mariners fired their manager today. They're in the wow.
I mean, you really got to fall apart, man. Well done. Shout out to the merman up in Seattle.
Sorry, Scott Service. About that, I know that was.
I never was a big fan of his. That RBF. There's only a handful of men that I've ever witnessed that have an RBF. He's got one.
I'm certain there's a video out there where he ticked me off when we were in here, and I just couldn't believe he just said, "Yes, you're done. Beat me."
Oh yeah,
just keep beating me.
Yeah, little tease for you. You might be hearing more about him in about an hour on the turds.
Okay, he's on the turd list for getting fired.
It might be.
We'll wait for it. This is becoming a Joanne. This is becoming a bit. This is becoming a bit right now where you're just putting people on the turd list for, like, he can't be on the turd list for a game fire. I'm certain this was probably Scott.
You don't know my case yet. You'll see.
Post-playing career dream job, and Tyler's going to put him on the turd list.
If he's getting out of coaching, it may be the last chance he has, so Tyler has to just make hay when he can, you know?
But they fired their manager, and they are now the only team in the West above 500. The Astros are. Everybody else. That's why he was
so much for all
duties.
The talk. Boy, how wrong were we when we were talking about how much better this division is?
You ain't lying.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
64-64, they're at 500. Everybody else is below it. Well, and most well below it. So that's where they are. So they're going to get in the playoffs. They're five games up, unless Dan Wilson, the former catcher, can really be the
spark. They went from catcher to catcher, huh?
Yeah, the spark, the former catcher, to the spark of the Mariners. I think they're going to get in. But I am still not in this in the space, and I think there maybe some others aren't, but I'm still not in the space that this particular team, like, that they're a championship-level threat. I'm still not under the I look at it and I see it and I think they could be built for that, but just this particular team, I'm still not 100% convinced.
You're talking about the Astros.
The Astros. That I'm 100% convinced that, all right, yes, this is like the teams that have been rolling in. This is how we should have the field. This is a team that, you know, should be in the championship picture. I want to see this is a really good baseball team. Four games against this team, a team that definitely has those aspirations. I want to see how the Astros handle themselves against a really good baseball team like this. Just to give you, like, this stretch, we've talked about these 14 games. This is a big one. I want to see how they do against this crew. And they've got, I'd say, you know, three of the starters in this series, I think, are guys that potentially would start playoff games for this team in Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, and Kikuchi. So I'm really intrigued to see what they look like against this team, because something still quite not quite holds is kind of holding me back into to kind of feeling like they're the Astros of old in terms of walking into the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I think I still have confidence in the team. Now, obviously, there's some Verlander needs to continue to get back, and Tucker needs to get back, and I would have
more.
Yeah, I mean, I feel really good about their chances to make another run. As I see this series, though, one, the Orioles have not been playing great baseball of late. They've been kind of up and down the last 10, 12 ball games. But when you look at it, I agree, Ron. It's about the Astros for me. It's about Spencer Arrigetti, Hunter Brown. Fromber is a different animal at this point in time, and Kikuchi. The three of the four pitchers that the Astros have up there have been really good as Astros in Kikuchi's case, or they've been really good of late after a rough start. Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrigetti. They've been really good of late. Those three guys against the Orioles lineup, who's one of the best lineups in baseball, right? Yes. Number three in Major League Baseball in OPS, number seven in average home runs, number one in Major League Baseball in home runs. This is a really, really good, really
in that park
productive lineup. And so those three pitchers, the two youngsters in Kikuchi, right, and this lineup, that's the matchup to me. Win, lose, or draw, right? I mean, I don't. Obviously, I care if we win the series or if you split the series or I care how you play. But at the end of the day, I think it's about can Spencer Arrigetti, Hunter Brown, and Kikuchi, can those three pitchers, can they go in there and give us hold this lineup down and give us a chance to win the series, win some ball games. And do they perform well? To me, that's the watch here. Tonight, I mean, it's about Spencer Arrigetti, obviously.
I mean, there's an argument, Hill. The Orioles are fighting harder for these games than the Astros. I mean, in the position they are. They're a half game out of their lead in their division. I mean, the Astros have the most comfortable lead in the division in terms of the AL, a five-game lead. So you're going to see the Orioles playing in a way that these are games they need. That they need, and they're going to bring everything they got. Their aces going tonight against Spencer Arrigetti and Corbin Burns, who started the All-Star game. So this to me is different. I think the Astros should be applauded for what the hell they have done to get themselves back to this space, and especially they have beat down the teams that they're supposed to beat down. They have done a great job of that, and then played pretty well here of late against above 500 teams. This one is this may have a bit of a playoff type of feel to it over this weekend.
Should,
and
yeah.
I'd like to see how they come out of that. All right, you'll hear from D'Amico Ryans as he expresses what he thought and what the benefit was coming out of this joint practice with the Rams. A potential move with the Astros. We just talked about this series, but a potential move with the Astros that looks like it is going to happen soon. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.